Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Viper Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. I get a chance to see the stats after the shows are over, and we appreciate you just for taking your time out on this Tuesday to vibe out with us. And also to everybody who's listening via phone, I can see you on the caller lineup, and we appreciate you for being on the switchboard, rocking out with us. And if you feel free, get on the mic, do your thing. If you got some tracks, please send them to LyricalCypherRadioShow@gmail.com. We'd love to put you in a rotation. If you have anything going on in your communities, please let us know so we can support you as well. So, I don't know about y'all, but I came to have a funky good time. So, let's go ahead and get it in. Let's start it out with Mr. Guitarman.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
give, the sooner you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution.
Moody Black, I got that chillin' vibe loose. Bob your head, feeling good when you watch. It's a jam that you play around your mama, name the screen door without a screw, you feel the air coming in. The same Moody changed his whole style up. And I'ma say nope, I just call it growth. And I'ma float like a spacecraft. I'm trying to make change and still make cash. Cause my kids wanna see daddy climbing up. Like a Black Panther, I ain't lying, cause and Joe Biden up. But y'all scared to move, knee replacement. I'm upstairs, but y'all scared to leave the base. No fear, close your eyes and just imagine all your dreams coming true, and you can have it.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud fluffy, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, cloud fluffy, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood.
I'm hoping y'all escape all the hard times. As-salamu alaykum, hallelujah, close to God time. Yell to the universe, I'm away. Get your own on, namaste. This a hanging out on a Saturday. When you feel it down, it takes the sad away. You're so at peace, so in tune. Got that warm feeling, like you're so in tune. And it's an August rush, the adrenaline. Like spikes, and I'm all up in the cinnamon. And I put it in everything I bake with. And I be eating good, don't it make sense? I see your eyes smiling, I feel your heartbeat. This is food for your soul, you start eating. Get your belly full, that's what Nana say. Bless the meal, like when Granny prays.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud fluffy, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, clouds
look,
feeling good. We all smile,
all smiling,
in the bird,
in the country,
in the hood.
Views of an ocean, tell myself slow down life and just coast it. World leave you out in the dry, you can't soak it.
Nah.
Mood will be black, not talking about the poet.
Yeah.
Killing shit and I know it.
Yeah.
Seen an interview with Farrakhan at once quoted.
But
to live fearless, so excuse if I'm wide open. Vision is the promised land, race to be confident. Not a rapper, yes, you can call me a black communist. World full of hatred, but I still wear a smile. Know my gift can puzzle people by being so versatile. Breeding so I'm proud. Remember Papa saying it's 24, it was store, seeing colors not allowed. Fact, why I'm so consistent, so parting out the ambition. Just living my dream, so hopefully you can get it. This one for my people, I know that you're gonna feel it. No paparazzi allowed to the artist when I exhibit.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud look, feeling good.
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life at its stealing. Stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity. Turning evil into good and let good stay good. Learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this, me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the words of prosperity. Keeping my mind great. Keeping me stead on the best things of life. Not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. Still here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere and I'm putting them into play. So you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner, whistling, don't worry, be happy. From that very moment, when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect. No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel? As long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE, like Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to hear some spitting, some singing, whatever you got. I'm ready to hear it tonight. Give me your energy. So, without further ado, I'm going to go down the open mic list. And, like, on this list tonight that we have, the caller list, and I'm going to give you a shout-out. Please don't hang up the phone. I'm going to call out your area code. Just say, what's up, speak to you, pay homage to you, because you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to hang out with us on Tuesday night, so we do appreciate you. So that's me showing my appreciation. If you want to spit, you want to sing, you want to do comedy, you want to, whatever your talent is, if you feel free to do that, make sure you do that tonight. So with that, without further ado, what's up, we got Miss Unique in the building. How you doing?
Hey, I am good. Long time no hear.
I know that's right. Glad to have you here. Welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you too, sweetheart. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do something that's extremely old. I don't think anybody's heard it, but I was trying to figure out what to do this evening, and I was like, okay, God, give me a hint. And everything that I wrote down literally is already in this poem, not word for word, you know, like when you're just jotting down ideas, but everything was already written, and I was like, oh, wow, let me pull this out real quick. So, here goes. My mind is a blank, not like a blank page to be written on, but a void where ideas used to roam. Now, it's completely like they've been eaten by the null. Could it be stress, depression, Alzheimer's? Could it be human vampires draining the joy from my soul? Time to regroup, to renew. No time to allow this path to exist. How we perceive ourselves affects the way others react. When you allow the null and void to become your path, you make it easier for vampires to drain the happiness from your soul. I choose to give life a chance, not just a chance, though life, as there is, a destination beyond. Make moments count so that you have more to give, more to live than just another day with the same old stuff. Create a positive atmosphere to not take a negative role. The end.
No, that's right.
Yep. I was like, I don't even know. But everything, like everything I came back to, it was like depression and dark. And I was like, you know what? This is all. I'm getting ready to attack my child. Sorry. She just pulled my fish out of the fish water.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. She is so crazy. Sorry.
Okay.
She just needed to make me laugh. Look at that. That was crazy. She literally pulled my fish out of the fish tank.
Wow. Did she put him back?
Yeah, yeah. As she's running away laughing hysterically.
Oh, my
crazy.
God.
Crazy.
Oh. Oh. Hello.
13 years old, y'all. 13.
Oh, wow.
13. Crazy, crazy chick. Okay.
Tell us a hey.
But.
Anita.
Hi.
Say it a little louder.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yep. So, but yeah, so everything that I was trying to say, you know, like came out in the dark, and I was like, you know what? Vampires be just sucking you dry sometimes, you know?
Exactly. You gotta let them go.
Yep, so you just got to let them go. That's right. Find a new positive way to work things out. Yep.
That's right. Well, please stay on the line. Hopefully we can get you back on to do another piece. And we got some more people on the line. Everybody, this is Unique in the building. And Anissa over there taking fish out of the fish aquarium. For real. All right,
for real.
All right, we got Miss Burnett on the line. How you doing? What's up, what's up? How you doing, Burnett? Can you hear me, Burnett? Miss Burnett? Don't know if she can hear me. All right. Just want to say what's up to her. And we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, China. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
That's good. That's good.
What
I have
you got
something for
us tonight?
You, but part two of Misconception, but I'm going to come back and read it later. I'm still writing.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay.
Well, All right. We're going to get back to Nikki in a minute. All right, everybody. We got Carlos on the line. I call DMX of Poetry. You'll see why. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Oh, well, somebody, it was in one of the groups that I'm in. Somebody saw a picture of me and called me DMX in the political group, and everybody went crazy in that. But anyway, y'all, check it out. China, I'm just going to read this, and this, I think I already read it one time before, man, but it's just where I'm at right now, and then you'll see what it is. It's called Running. I say, as I look at my life, things ain't always what it seems. I know God is trying to tell me something because I keep having all these little weird dreams. See, there's a major breakthrough in my future. And yes, I can feel that coming, but exactly what it is, I don't know. But something says I keep running. Well, what am I running from? I truly have no clue. And once I figured out, I know exactly what to do. But talking, yeah, I do love the truth. The truth I do love to speak. I was told as a kid that one day that I was going to be grow up and I was going to preach. Now, that I don't mind, for I am a speaker of the truth. And I do whatever I can to help, especially when it's concerning our youth. For our youth is our future. For our youth is the future, and it's up to them to make the change. Now, how do we expect that? But if we keep doing things the exact same. See, we've been taught to follow the leaders, but they was leading us astray. They can't be teaching you properly, or else things wouldn't be going this way. So put your faith in no man, but look at all the things that you've been taught. And when that judgment day do come, that's when you're going to realize that it was all your fault. So am I running from the preaching? Am I supposed to speak my mind? Am I the new voice? Or is this just the awakening time? Am I running in a circle and not really going anywhere? And am I running myself crazy and no one really care? Am I running for righteousness? That's the way I see God. Or am I just running my mouth and I got y'all looking at me all odd? See, I know I'm getting tired of all the negativity that I see coming. But there's only one way that you can accomplish your mission. Is do you stop or do you keep running? Running. That's me.
You better say that. What? Look, I was in there. I was like a little kid over there, like, huh? What do you think?
Yes. One of my pieces I wrote just one day, I was sitting by myself and I had a whole lot on my head, and that was the only way I could vent, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I know a lot of people go through stuff, so hopefully that can help somebody else. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's what it is. That's all it is, man. Just me.
Oh yeah.
Sharing my feelings and stuff.
Shoot, I can attest to that myself. Man, I can attest to that myself. Like, I've been running from a lot of things that people, you know, like a lot of people, and I understand where you're coming from and people calling you, you know, I mess with you and call you Bishop and stuff like that or whatever. But that's a scary thing when, I don't know if you anything like me, but when somebody give me a title, I don't want to live up to your expectations.
Right. I don't want to be running from what I'm supposed to be necessarily doing. But
right.
I ain't just trying to do
I don't
that because
live
you said so.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to live up to man's expectations. I remember, you know, God rest his soul, Truth, he had a big issue with the fact that he was like, China, why are you running from this, that, and that? I was like, no, it's not that I'm running. It's the fact that I don't want to live up to man's expectations. I want to be able to do what I'm called to do freely, place you on pedestals and throw stones at you. It's even, like, I'm even funny about a title of a relationship. Like, when you get a relationship means something to me because, you know, you're responsible for the other person. And so with that being said, I don't jump into relationships lightly. I mean, thank God I'm in a relationship now, but I don't take it lightly. You know what I'm saying? So
yep, that's right.
I'm going to be responsible for not only for myself first and foremost, but also for the other person. And then if I'm going to have a title as a counselor or a coach, I'm responsible for the information that come out of my mouth. You feel me? So
yep.
I'm responsible. I hold myself accountable. But I don't want nobody else trying to throw stones at me because I didn't live up to the expectation of what you thought I should be because of the title. All I can do is do what I can.
Right.
And that's
if
the
I'm
best
straight,
I can put
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm good, then I'm good. If it ain't what you wanted, then that ain't my fault.
Right. I've done my part. I've done the best I can. And I had to learn
right.
that. That's the reason why I say to y'all all the time, like, I'm giving you the best that I got. Now, you can take it and you can use it or you can toss it, but don't hold me accountable if I said, hey, I like red, and you said, well, shoot, I like red too, and red ain't work for me. China said it. It's not my fault. It ain't my fault, you know.
Right.
If the shoe doesn't fit the way you wanted it to, all I know is I gave you information. And then you can do what you want to with the information. You can actually research what I'm saying. I won't be offended, you know, but I don't want to be placed on.
I mean,
on,
not trying to
like
be funny
say,
in China, but anybody that knows, you better because, like I say, on Judgment Day, you the one that got to stand up there. If you
yeah,
let
not
somebody
me.
Else
you can't
lead
be like,
you astray, you the one that got to stand up there. You the one that got
exactly.
the answer for it, man. And the
so
end
you,
is all come down
it.
To you. So if you sit there and
exactly.
let somebody make you stupid, that's your fault.
Right.
No.
But you got to figure out your own path. Yeah, like, I ain't going to say stupid, but
yep.
I got you saying, though. But yeah,
well,
and
yeah.
I that was something that I think eventually Truth got what I was saying, But we used to argue about that same thing, you know, because he was like, man, forget that. He was like, Chummy, he used to always say, you're supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to be doing that. I said, no, that's what you see. That's what you perceive I'm supposed to be doing. Now, I'm actually comfortable with doing what I'm doing. I'm actually happy with doing what I'm doing the way I'm doing it. And if it's meant for me to transition, God's going to show me in time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to tell me where I'm supposed to be. I said, I think that's how celebrities end up looking at their gift as a gift and a curse. Because they start to hate their gift because somebody has to tell them how to use their gift when they used to love their gift. I don't want to lose sight of my gift. Like, if my gift is to counsel and to coach and to help people or writing or whatever gift God gave me, I want to love them. I don't want somebody to make me hate it. Does that make
sense? Dave Chappelle said that one time. As long as he was doing his thing the way that he wanted to do it, he enjoyed it. He had fun. But just as soon as they tried to tell him what to do and all that stuff, that's when he turned down that big contract and walked away from him. He's like, man, if I can't do it, then I'm not doing it. You know what I mean?
He's Virgo. He's a Virgo, too.
Yep. Yep, I know.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's just the Virgo thing, but I don't know what it is, but I like being, and I don't know if you can attest to this, I call myself a loyal bird. I'm a loyal bird, but I got to be free to be me. I'm loyal to you. I'm loyal to the cause. I'm loyal to whoever I'm with and whoever connects to me. But I got to be free to be me. If you put, I can't be, I'm not a caged bird. I'm not going to sing for you. If you cage me in, I'm coming out. And when I'm coming out, you ain't going to like how I come out. Because I'm not going to deal with you no more because you caged me in. Right. Exactly. And you got me trapped. I'm going to bust out of this thing. I'm like a football player. I'm a warrior. You know?
Just as soon as you open that door, I'm coming up out of here. Good God.
Right. And I ain't coming back. Does that make sense? I know that's my personality. That's always been my personality. And I don't like to be caged in. Like, yeah.
I guess it's a Virgo thing.
I don't know, but I like freedom to be me. I'm gonna treat you right. Long, you know what I'm saying? As long as you, I just need to be me. That's it. And I want you to be you because that helps me because I value my me time. If somebody's trying to take away my me time, I got issues with that. I love to give me time to the other person, even if it's your homie, your friends, whatever. Like, I think me time is necessary. So when you're apart, when you get together, it's gonna be beautiful.
That's right.
That's just me.
Well, you sound like you've been in my little, I ain't got it's not a diary, but
I ain't been in there. I'm over here. I'm just minding my own business.
Nah, it's like a mental diary. I just talked.
I'm
look, man, y'all enjoy the rest of the show. Y'all enjoy the rest of the show, man. And I might find something. I might read something again for you in the second round. See if I can
please stay on the line. All right, everybody. That was Carlos. I appreciate that dialogue. I hope somebody learned something from it. And I call it DMX and poetry. But appreciate that just different looking glasses. I think that we all give a different looking glass. I love what Ania said earlier, excuse me, about getting rid of the energy vampires. And I think that goes right back to what we were just talking about being able to be free to be yourself. Like, I really believe that we have to tap into our own individuality. And that's what I mean about the me time. It's your individuality, being you, figuring you out. Because there's so many pieces to your puzzle that you have to figure out within yourself. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out somebody else's puzzle when we need to figure out ours. So whoever's connected is going to love you regardless, flaws and all, you know. But still working on you, the other person working on them, you know, of course we need to be, you know, so we're all imperfect, but complete within ourselves. So we're not searching for somebody else to complete us, you know, because that's a hard thing to do. And it's stressful on either end, trying to make somebody else complete you, you know. When you do connect, you will fit just like a puzzle, but it won't be because that person completed you, your identity. It actually was a complete fit for your ebb and your flow. So that's just my thoughts, you guys. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to run this poetry. Hope you guys enjoy it. Well, I got a little song for you guys. We'll go from there.
Do I? rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Just don't understand. Tell me why they acting like they into me. Behind the lines of the enemy. Where you get more love if you in the streets. Well, that's the independent in the street. Hit me up and said he got a show coming up. We both hit the stage, so now we both showing love to everybody rocking now. They say they rock with us, they say. But a week later, nobody is interested. They won't even post to pick up the performance or a bid. I peep game and said, show support, we trying to live. But then I realized they was fronting, but that's just how it is. Tell me why they acting like they into me. Behind the lines of the enemy. Where you get more love if you in the streets. Well, that's the independent in the street. I'm confused, like, is it any love in the city? They thinking that I'm gonna take their shine, so they showing pity. See, I don't wanna sound the same, I got my own sound. But you know, no prophet has no honor in his own town. So what I'm supposed to do, leave and do better things? So then they can respect me when I'm on the screen. So when I come home, they showing love when we meet. So I don't return to love, the cycle then repeats. Tell me why they acting like they into me. Behind the lines of the enemy. Where you get more love if you in the streets. Well, that's the independent industry. Independent industry. Independent industry. Independent industry. Independent industry. Independent industry.
acting like they into me. Behind the lines of the enemy. Well, you get more love if you in the streets. Well, that's the independent industry.
Now, there's no misleading to the fact that I, too, ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But, baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
What's up? What's up, everybody? If y'all ain't heard, that was Misconception to the Rule Part 1. And I'm going to say drum roll, please, for Miss Nikki with Part 2 in the building. What's up, lady? You like the way I did that?
I see. All right.
I was like, you ain't about to get out of this. I was like, we're going to blow you up. It's going down tonight.
And I'm still writing, but you know, put me on blast. Okay. Okay, I'm going to just read what I got.
All right.
Okay. You threw me way off guard. Okay. What I wouldn't do for this man. Messed around and said I love you to this man. I go shop for this man. Said I would dial 911 because I done choked the hoe over this man. Been a wife to this man. Because I want to be a part of his life. Countless minutes on the phone just for this man. You're the man, I just want to hold your hand. But you got me calling you my bestie. So I'm going to watch. So we're going to watch American Pickers, man. I'd rather die for this man. I even will give an alibi for this man. This man got me converting from Broncos to Cowboys just for this man. Now, there's no misconception. I'm in love with this man. Messed around and will say I do to this man. That's it.
I'm over here grabbing my face like, what?
Okay,
I was like, did she hit him with the D challenge? Straight up. Like that. I don't know what she's doing. Oh, I caught on immediately. I was like, did she hit us with a deep challenge?
Yes.
I was
waiting for you to take your wig off
like Sanaa Lathan did. Remember? She took her whole wig off. You seen that joint?
She snatched her wig off. Yes, I see hers.
I was was like, hold on. You had so many. Like, I was over here snapping, grabbing my mouth like I needed some popcorn. I'm going to pop me some popcorn real soon. Because I was like, what? You had me, like, my head was just going further and further into my computer screen. Because I was like, what? What'd she say? Huh? Oh, my God. I had to
incorporate some of part one into part two, you know, not much, but, you know.
It was good. I was like, I
kept that 911 in there.
I saw that, and she was like, I'm going to choke her. I was like, okay. I ain't messing with you.
Yep.
All right.
I got one more, but I'll do it later.
Okay. I don't know if you've seen the new Irresponsible tour by Kevin Hart.
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Because his word is exactly. So
right. That's a new word for today.
You got to check it out. Yes. That was good. That was really, really good. You got me laughing hard as on them, but okay. So keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait for you to do the next one. You got me excited.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All right, thank you, everybody.
That was Nikki in the building with the new piece. That was an awesome debut. So without further ado, I got Miss Unique in the building. What's up, Unique?
Hey, I'm going to do this one called The Deep.
All right.
Delving into the deep, seeing what others see, trying to express the way we feel without being vulnerable. Making connections on the shallow will drag you into the deep when you're not ready. Notice, before it's too late, the shadow. Light will focus and darkness surrounds the whole. The darkness holds nothing to fear when you have light on your side. Are you content where you are in life, or are you ready for a change? Perhaps the crossroads is where you wake daily. Are you searching for something new and yet continue on the path that you know? The light that you see may be dim, but it is yours alone. And darkness holds you in place. Down we go into our depression. The dark seems comforting, like this is where we will be. Push beyond the deep and see the new light, brighter than the depression, brighter than the world. The deep, dark, and cold left behind for brighter, warmer seas. A place that contentment means more than just commitment. The temptation brings temperature rising. And we see the change in the waves, the moon pulling and pushing the tides. The light brings new beginning, so no room for depression. And
I know that's right. Yes.
Yep. Told you it was all about darkness for me today.
It's okay, though, because to me, when you're talking about the darkness, you're also shedding light on the darkness. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's the whole purpose, to not stay content in the deep,
right,
to push towards the new.
That's right. You better say that.
Some people are happy to be where they're at, but yet they always have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are happy where they're at and they have no issues, and that is awesome if they can be that way.
Right.
But for those that do have issues, if they give up and the darkness surrounds them and they stay held down in that darkness, the light that they say they see is very dim because it's just them. They can push through and see a brighter day, then it'll get better. You know,
That's right.
Be in warmer waters, not always in the cold.
You better, exactly. And that's true. You know, making some choices to choose something different other than what you're used to.
Right. Yeah. And it's scary, but That's where it is, though.
Yeah, it's true because, I mean, I work with, you know, I'm a counselor and I work with people who have depression. Well, a lot of people who cope with depression, deal with depression on a regular basis, and sometimes it's hard to get them out of that dark hole, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes for real reasons, you know, like
mm-hmm. yeah.
to be scared of certain things that have happened to them physically in
mm-hmm.
life, like
exactly.
this is always going to be, but it doesn't always
mm-hmm.
have to be.
Right.
And until that person can, right, until that person can go beyond the guilt and forgive whatever happened, then the light is trying to come, but it's
mm-hmm.
like being in the deep.
Exactly.
Not being able to
wow.
see.
That
all
is
you
very
see
deep.
Is a luminescent fish.
I mean, it's true. It's true. I mean, that's that cave, and you're trying to get somebody out, but they have to want to get out, you know, by changing their mind.
Yeah.
And you're right about that. I appreciate you sharing that because I always say that you never know what you have to say may be exactly what somebody needs to hear because people are listening all over the world who get a chance
yeah.
to hear this. And somebody will text me or chat with me and let me know, you know, say what they hear and if they needed it. And, you know, most of the time everything you guys say up here is needed. It's necessary. And I'll run into people in stores that might remember your poem. Or who is unique, or blah, 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 or whomever, and say something about a poem that they've heard, you know, something that touched
yeah.
them. And, yeah, and
yeah.
I'm shocked because we have more web listeners who come to me and say, girl, I love your show. I'm like, really? I didn't know because I can't see them. I can see,
yeah.
you know, how many Androids and smartphones and iPads and all this stuff that's been listening all over. But I just can't see exactly who you are.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but we do appreciate you sharing, you know, sharing with us. And that was a powerful, both pieces were powerful. So please get one more piece ready because we're going in another round. And
okay.
Well, the next round after this will be the last round. So
okay.
if you got one or two,
yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. All right. So everybody, that was unique in the building with the deep. That was awesome. All right, we got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Burnett? Can you hear us? I don't know if she can hear us. All right. So we also have Carlos in the building. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
All right. I guess it's, when I read it, you don't remember it. So in the last story that I spoke, I told you that the rev was still smoking. And I said that the dope fiend had become a preacher. And I wasn't joking. See, the rev done fell off. He's doing extremely bad. He lost his church, his wife, and his kids. He lost everything that he had. And all he wanted to do is just constantly just smoke crack. And no matter how much he smoked, yo, he just still just come right back. Spending every dime that he made on all 7 days, he just blew it just so he could get high. And sometimes he got in his feelings. He'd get in his feelings. And one day while he was chilling, for some reason, he just started to cry. He was reminiscing about his past, back when he was doing good. See, back when he lived up in the suburbs, this was before he chose to go walking around down in the hood. He thought about his old rides, that Tahoe, that bike, and that Mercedes-Benz. He thought about the influence he had, how many people who actually called him his friends. He thought about that dope fiend and the day that he gave him them drugs. He looking at the way things are now compared to the way that things was. From a 5-bedroom house in the suburbs to a boarding room on MLK in the hood. Scraping and scrapping, struggling to survive. When just a little while ago, he was just doing oh so good.
He never does. He talked to his wife. He too ashamed to confront his kids. And he was looking for some. He was looking for someone to blame the problems on. But he already know they're his. He tried to pull himself together, and he decided to give one of the boys a holler. Find something to occupy his mind. And in the meanwhile, yo, he can make him another dollar. And just like that, it worked. Pookie told him, so yo, come detail his truck. And as soon as he finished, he also cut his grass. And that was like, yo, a quick $100. Now with that money in his pocket, you know the first thing that really came across his mind? He said, I'm not going to waste all of this money on no crack, but I will just go get me a dime. And he went and got it, and he smoked it. And just like that, that's how it started. Before the evening was over, their $100 had departed. So now Rev was just starting to figure it out, looking at the situation that he was in. So how do you expect things to change or get better if you're going to do the same thing over and over again? Again, y'all, this story that I'm telling you, it's true and it's no superstition. The Rev is now a real dope fiend, and he's battling a real crack addiction. All right, y'all. Now, to all y'all that just listen to that, man, the moral is, like, the end of the poem. We all go through stuff, man. We're gonna go through ups and downs. We're gonna have problems. But the only way you can make your problem is to address it. You have to address your problem, man. And if you continue to do the same thing over and over, expect the same results. Life is what you make it. It's up to you to choose. And I made my choice, y'all. I will not lose.
You better say that poem at the end. Freestyle. All right, everybody. That's DMX and Poetry spitting that knowledge. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, man.
Anytime. All right. So I am going to go ahead and share some inspirational nuggets that I try to share every show. As I learn and I grow, I try to get back to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Just giving you what I got. And hopefully it works. You know, hopefully somebody can take this with them. But it's very simple, what I'm about to say. But it might not be as easy to apply, but it's a simple concept. Just remember that the only competition you have is with the old you. It's not with the world. It's not with the people. It's none of those things, because God gave every one of us a gift. We all are gifted in some form or fashion. You know what your gifts are. I don't. You know, I know what you share, but you know what your gifts are. And I'm still learning my gifts. I'm still tapping into different gifts of mine. And God has given me the opportunity, and I think Ms. Unique for the knowledge that she spit to me today about time. And I appreciate the time God is allowing for me to tap into my gifts. So I'm just humbling myself to receive that. So with that being said, I am going to continue to focus on being a better version, the better version of myself, the best me that I know how to be. And I would just encourage you guys to do the same. So that is my inspirational nugget for you to be the best you know how to be. Take your time. Get bettering yourself. Don't let anybody rush you into being a better version of yourself. You have to do it for you. Because if you do it for others, you'll be expecting validation for the change. Make some changes because you want to, you know. And I love me, flaws and all. And just continue to love yourself, you know, flaws and all. Nobody's perfect. And acknowledging that, whoever's connected to you is not perfect. And just accepting the naturalism of life. You know, life happens, different things happen. But just learning to live life, you know, as is given, instead of with the expectation of other things, like learning to be fulfilled in the here and now. That's another thing. Just want to share, too, being okay in the present and also being okay in the silence of when you don't know. Because there are times in your life you may not know what to do next, you know, but with that being said, go to your higher power, go to God and ask, you know what I'm saying, for that guidance, because that's what I'm doing right now, like just giving it to God and just asking him, you know, what should I do next? I don't know. I don't want to ever get too caught up in thinking in the no, because I don't know. So I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I don't know it all. I don't know everything. I just try to give you what I got. I share with you guys. You know, I just give to you, I mean, selflessly. And in hopes that I help somebody. And in hopes that, you know, you share with me and give me something too. So we share with one another. So you guys share with me your poetry. You give me a chance to, it gives me a chance to think outside the box as well. And to hear how you think, how you flow, how you, you know, and we can talk about that thing when you finish with your piece, like you guys are doing tonight. I enjoyed that feedback, the interaction, because I'm learning from you guys too. And so hopefully I'm giving you something, and you are most definitely giving me something. Every time you guys open your mouth and share with me, you've given me a piece of you and a piece of your mind and how you feel about different things. But we're all different. We might agree certain things, but we have to also accept the fact that we agree to disagree at times too. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide into our next round of Lyrical Cypher, and let's have some fun with it.
Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast raised, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud.
just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, and it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different, and see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things, gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hated to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, enough that I'm speaking in great words, I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is not sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of bad man society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight, and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what He said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left, just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood. Jesus continued to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself. I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion in proportions. Rah!
Reintroduction. Who that, reintroduction. Who that, I seen Cold World about a week ago, 2-3 weeks ago, all up in the veil, I ain't even get to meet him though. Yeah, he spoke to the crowd, told a couple lessons, so I'ma give you an answer for this next question. Who that, man, that is just rhetorical, man, you should have seen this day coming from an oracle, got the autograph from the stars through the horoscope, from this point on, everything I speak is historical. Yeah, I came a long way, born in the K, raised in the G, either way, I ain't ashamed to say, forget where you come from and the flips on you, get that chip on your shoulder and it sits on you, so here's the tip for you, you won't even catch it later, curled up, these rhymes will be the activator, I'm so ahead of my time that I don't have to wait up, a long shot, but up close, I'm a half to lay up.
Who that,
reintroduction,
who that,
reintroduction,
who that,
reintroduction, allow me to reintroduce myself from where.
Who that, who that? Who that, who that? I gotta say. Who that, who that? Who that, who that?
I done waited long enough for y'all to give me a chance, so I'm kicking in the door to get my check in advance. Then I'm packing my bags, yeah, I'm leaving this place. How you up next, but don't know who leading the race. Man, this disgrace is something that I can't face, and for that, G-O-D. It's who I embrace. Ayo, MC status, come and join the wave. I'm still a positive rapper, but now I'm rocking the phase. But now I ain't holding back like a peacemaker. I'ma give it to you straight, cause I am the dream chaser. So I'ma flip words, metaphors, make you think about it. Gave it to you straight, but made you chase it, get to drink about it. But simple minds can't define what my mind inclines. I'ma chunk the peace sign while yours decline. I'm on the midnight train, trying to pass the flight to Georgia. From the weather, I'm kinda glad it's night.
Who that, who that?
Reintroduction.
Who that, who that?
Reintroduction.
Who that, who that?
Reintroduction. Allow me to reintroduce myself as well.
Who that, who that? Huh. Who that, who that? I gotta say. Who that, who that?
Ill Nation. The new will, right in the new will. Taking all the dubs, that's right, it's a new ill. It came from the top, but I call it Will's Attic. Remix and Illmatic, sick to say Will's Attic. You the man in your city, can you spit though? Gold in your grill, sick to say you spit dough. But when the heat's on, get popping like Crisco. Shout out to my fellow spitter, Crisco. I got respect for hip hop, so I gotta show it. They put the hype before the art, try to destroy it. So when my mind start running, gotta get the pen. Like getting pampered by old folks, it depends. Like is this the one to make it out? Put it on the CD, put it in your player, play it, then you take it out. Or will you play it and keep it in rotation? I introduce you to something real. This is the Hell Nation.
Who that? Who that?
Reintroduction.
Who that? Who that?
Reintroduction.
Who that? Who that?
Reintroduction. Allow me to reintroduce myself from where.
Who that? Who that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who that? Who that? I gotta say. Who that? Who that?
Ill Will. Dream Chaser, Griffin, Small Giants, Ill Nation, Ill Will, Ill Nation, G-Town stand up.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed them up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but doves. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
It'll be, if I get it right, I can just...
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy the tracks that we play tonight and also all the live performances. Before I get into the next round of the open mic, I wanted to invite you all to Illusions Open Mic Night. That's Saturday, April 27th. That's featuring Beverly Bryant. She's a singer, songwriter, awesome guitar player. Would love you for you guys to come and check her out. And that is April 27th. And that will be, we won't have a show in May. And then June 15th, we're going to have Miss Unique in the building. She will be our feature. So I'm just looking for the back-to-back features that, looking forward to the back-to-back features that we have coming up. And April 27th, put it in your calendar. That's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. I'll be hosting the show. We're going to have us a good time. I would love to rock out with you guys. If you can't be there, please spread the word. Share it with other people. Let them know what we're doing. And let's keep the show going and spreading that word for people to tap into their gifts and be a better version of themselves. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and switch it up and see if we can get, well, we'll go ahead and get Miss Unique in the building. What's up, Unique?
Not much. I'm going to give you something that's kind of kooky crazy now. All the dark stuff. And this is going to probably blow y'all's mind. It's called Love Like. And by the way, Miss Chyna, Kevin says hi. Okay. Love Like. Love is like the octopus, the pufferfish, and the seashell. The octopus, for its many tentacled legs with suctions that are individual and can work together. The puffer, for its scary appearance and soft flesh. And the seashell, that becomes empty and forgotten until found on the beach by a stranger. That was it.
Wow. Now, okay, yeah, I was listening to that. Love Like.
Yep.
Okay, Love Like. Can you break that down for me?
Sure. Love is like the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
The puffer fish.
Okay.
And the seashell.
Gotcha.
The octopus, for its many tentacled legs and suctions that are individual and can work together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The puffer, for its scary appearance and soft flesh.
Okay.
The seashell, that becomes empty and forgotten until found on the beach by a stranger.
Wow. Now, I'm glad I asked you to break it down, because I was like, hold on, I needed some clarification, and I thank you for breaking it down. And tell Kevin, I said,
yeah,
what's up?
When I speak fast, sometimes it's like, what?
No, I wanted to, like, you know, I like to go deep, so I was like, okay, let's go a little deeper in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn.
Yep, but is it not true?
It is. It is, because I would have never thought about it like that, because I was like, okay, she said octopus. I heard seashell. Now I heard pufferfish. I was like, okay. Now how does that coincide? And he's like, you said love is like?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. That was deep. And I would have never thought about it like that. But that's the reason why as artists we are abstract thinkers. That is amazing, because I would have never put it together like that, but it's so true.
Yeah. That one, my dear, I wrote back in like 1989 or something.
Are you freaking serious?
Yep.
Wow. And look how that's a universal piece, because you can take that anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, Shakespeare.
Yeah, whatever. Love you too.
I love you too, girl. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good night.
Oh, and Carlos asked if you can read it again.
Read that one again? Sure.
He said read it again after you broke it down.
Okay. Love like. Love is like the octopus, the pufferfish, and the seashell. The octopus, for its many tentacled legs with suctions that are individual and can work together. The puffer, for its scary appearance and soft flesh. The seashell, that becomes empty and forgotten until found on the beach by a stranger.
Wow. Okay, so can I add a little bit to that? Like you tell me what you think?
Yeah.
Okay, when you were saying love is like, okay, like tentacles, and you said how they individual. Are you saying like family, like love, relationships? Are you saying like that? Like how people...
What I was honestly saying was like the octopus, you know how it can open up a jar?
Mm-hmm.
Because each of the little suctions... work
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
So like a family or like in an actual relationship,
mm-hmm.
you are two individual people working
Indeed.
Together for a same cause. Or like
okay.
in a family situation,
mm-hmm.
you are an entire family, so a whole bunch of little suckers.
Yeah, and God.
Not just
like
the children,
God.
Okay? No, I'm just kidding. A whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of us working
right.
together for a same
mm-hmm.
goal.
Gotcha.
When you do not love and it
mm-hmm.
is a bad situation, you're not
mm-hmm.
working together. You're not working
exactly.
in that love best that the little suctions are not, they're all individual,
mm-hmm.
literally individual, not working together. Cut off the octopus tentacle. It's not working.
Gotcha. mm-hmm.
So, and then like the puffer fish, it's scary because
mm-hmm.
love is scary. I don't care what you say. When you
oh,
start
yeah.
to fall
I
in
agree.
Love with somebody, you can't
mm-hmm.
eat. You can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like,
yeah.
oh my goodness. It is
mm-hmm.
scary. Are
oh,
they
yeah.
going to like me? Are they not going to like me? What is love
mm-hmm.
in a family situation? Oh, my gosh. Does my family really love me, or are they just saying that because they have to?
Right.
Love itself is scary, but
mm-hmm.
it is also soft inside. It is vulnerable. It is the
mm-hmm.
ability to be vulnerable.
That's right.
And like the seashell, empty and forgotten until found on the beach by a stranger, you don't even feel love for a really long time in your life. And then somebody finds you.
Wow.
And you can hear the ocean waves. You can see a whole new side of life. And that's what love,
love
is like.
It. I agree.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that was an awesome breakdown. And I'm glad you broke it down again, even deeper. Girl, you got me thinking hard. I'm like, wow, that's awesome, though.
That's why I was like, let me go from all that darkness to something.
Uh-huh.
Something light.
To the light, Carolyn. To the light.
To the light.
We appreciate it, girl. Everybody is unique in the building. We appreciate you, Lenny.
Love you. See you later.
I love you too. All right. And we got Carlos. Carlos, what's up? What's up?
Unique. That was very unique.
Let me get her on the line.
Thank you.
Got her on the line for you.
Yeah, That was real unique, man. I like that. I like that. I like that. And then especially after you broke it down and then read it back again, then it's like then I went to breaking it down in my head, like applying it to myself and stuff. And then when y'all went to talking about the little family things and the relationships and all that, yeah, the octopus, man, with the little suction cups and the little a bunch of little suckers everywhere.
Yo, like that. I like that. I was like, and not just the children, not just the children.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Oh yeah, it was real good.
Yeah, and that was back when I was a teenager. That was. It was a long time ago when I wrote that.
But that was amazing because I was looking at the octopus as God, and then the tentacles was like he's showing us how to love, and then he, you know, something like then we're learning how, and then now we're, like he's in control of that, and then the tentacles, he spread it out with us, and then we're spreading it out with somebody else, and we're all connecting. And then it's putting us in vulnerable state. Yeah,
but,
that's how I was thinking too. But yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Go ahead now.
And that's what poetry is all about. That's what poetry is all about. It's about learning different point of views. So you got something completely different out of it than what I was thinking even back when I was younger.
Right.
You know, because when I was younger, I think I was just like, you know, oh, yeah, I love the scary puffer fish, you know. They blow up, you know. Oh, scary, you know. And then, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was young, you know. What do I know about love?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to learn, so that was awesome. So we appreciate you. Thank you, m'lady.
Thank you.
Anytime. And what you got for us, Mr. Carlos?
Man, I didn't grab anything else to read, man. I'm just telling everybody, man, as I always do, man, don't keep your head up, stay positive, and it's up to you to choose. Me, I will not lose. And if you don't have to either.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, that was Carlos, and we got one more on the line. Miss Nikki, what you got for us?
Hey, China. Okay.
Hey.
By the way, unique. I love that. I love the way you broke it down and analyzed bit by bit.
Thank you,
her
on the
line.
Oh, my
God.
Thank you as well, my dear Miss Nikki. I hope you got something out of it.
I did. After you broke it down, you had to put it in layman terms for the flow over here. I couldn't get it at first. But I love it.
It seems so simple, right?
Right. After you broke it down real slow, I understood it. I understood it completely. But I love that. And back in 89, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm 43 now, so if that gives y'all a little hint to how young I really was.
Hey, look. I'm not going to tell you I'm getting to celebrate my 30th class reunion from 89. So, you know, don't be telling me. Yes, this year, 30 years out of high school. Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Where does the time go?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I wish my kids were still babies.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I mean, some of them. I wish they were still babies.
Them little suckers.
Right, the little suckers. But I really did like that. I loved it. So you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Me too.
All righty. Okay, Miss China. I have this last poem. And it's called Her. Here it goes. Men say women cry for no reason. But when God made her, he made her special. He made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet childish enough for the inner little girl. He gave her strong hips to endure childbirth, to bring forth a new life. Oh boy, now that hurts like getting cut with a knife. He put a lot of emotions that many times come from her past life. He gave her hardness that allows her to keep going, even when everyone else has given up on her. And much love to take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. He gave her sensitivity, for to love is to do under any and all circumstances. Sadly, even when her heart has been hurt very badly, he gave her strength to carry her partner through his faults and his flaws. You see, God created her from his rib to protect his heart. He gave her wisdom and knowledge to be true from the very start. And her courage will always allow her to push through, be somewhat smart. And finally, he gave her a tear to shed. This is hers exclusively to use whenever there's a negative thought going through her head. Her. That's it.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Girl, you better keep sending that poetry.
Thank you.
That was heartfelt.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I started writing it maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know. My mind just went that way, and I couldn't finish it until I had a clear mind, so I was able to do it.
You got it, girl. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really enjoyed the show tonight.
I did, too. It was awesome. I had so much fun with y'all.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
You played some tracks, boy, that I have forgot about, and you just bamboozled me. And
Shadrack and
Abednego
too.
Yeah, there's a ram in the bush. A ram in the bush.
I really believe that, like, the way the pieces came together, it was perfect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, even when you had the part two, I know you weren't finished, but to me it was awesome just how it came together.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still add some more to it, but I'm not finished.
Okay. Well, keep writing, girl. Keep doing your thing. And we appreciate having you tonight.
All right, everyone. All right. Have a good night and good rest of the week.
All right, everybody. That was Nikki. And I just want to wish you guys a great night, great rest of the week. I want you guys to keep pushing, keep praying. Keep dreaming. Whatever your dreams are, believe in you and take your time and just keep working on your craft, whatever your gift is. Your gift doesn't have to be the art. It could be whatever gift that God gave you. Keep working on that thing. If nobody else believes in you, I believe in you. And just keep going no matter what. And just to hint on just a little bit about the running thing that he said, if you are running from your gift, that Carlos had mentioned earlier about running from your gift, if you are running from your gift, eventually you'll slow down because you'll actually start to love your gift and you'll know why you have that gift because the gift will start making impact on you first. One thing I've learned about gifts, it touches you before you pass it on to somebody else. That's how you know it's a gift. So you know the gift was given to you. Now you're going to pass it on to someone else. So just remember that about a gift. And with that being said, you guys have a blessed night. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday.